If you jump on Google and search signs of a narcissist, you're going to get a list of personality characteristics, some of which are lack of empathy, lack of reflection, grandiosity, entitlement, arrogance, exploitativeness, Machiavellianism, and so on. The theme is all these signs are centered around the person. They tell you who this person is essentially or how they treat others. But as narcissists are extremely sophisticated, it's very difficult to recognize these signs. For example, lack of empathy. A narcissist can come across as the most empathetic person you have known in your life. You would not know they don't have empathy only until later. So how do you know early on you're dealing with a narcissist? There is one thing that almost nobody talks about, and that is what we are going to explore in today's episode. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Today's episode is going to be interesting because we're going to talk about something only a few people talk about, an indirect, sure shot sign you're dealing with a narcissist. Let's find out what that is. And before we do, please make sure to subscribe if you haven't already or if you are new to my channel, because your subscription helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. No matter how subtle and hidden the abuse, a narcissist always leaves the clues. You just have to pay attention. You have to stay connected with your intuition and you have to listen. Listen to the things that are being said without the narcissist saying them directly to you. One very important sign is the narcissist's relationship with their family. If it is a male narcissist, his relationship with his mother or his sister, or if it is a female narcissist, mother or prominently with her father. Talking about a narcissistic man's relationship with his family, most importantly, his mother, we have to understand that the enmeshment is crazy between the duo. Why? Because the matriarch rules his life. She decides what happens with his attention. She gets most of it. She takes most of his time. And she has a hold over his resources, financial being the main ones. She is the one who acts like his wife. It's so nauseating to even talk about it. It's draining to go through it. But she's engulfing. She's the one you feel like you're getting married to. If early on you feel like it is something wrong between the duo, the son and his mother, take that very seriously. You're not overreading the situation. You're not making things up. There is something terribly wrong, something that should not be there. Big signs of enmeshment between a narcissistic man and his narcissistic mother are as follows. Number one, she decides what happens with his time. She meticulously controls where he goes, how he goes, with whom he goes, and what kind of events he becomes a part of, what kind of friends he keeps in his life, what kind of job he does, what kind of career he picks, and so on. Basically, she's the one who is in the driver's seat. Maybe the narcissist hates her, but can't seem to let go. Why? Because of the high mindset that controls this cult of a family. The dysfunction runs through each member, and it feels like every single person of a narcissistic family has no identity of their own. They think in same terms. They're deeply trauma bonded with each other, and nobody seems to let go, even after knowing how crazy everything is. She's the one who goes on holidays with him. She's the one who goes into parties. She's the one who spends most of the time. It seems like he is less of a son and more of a partner. In the beginning, there may not be an overlap, but you may feel like she is scrutinizing you. You may feel like there is this hint of jealousy, animosity. You feel like she is trying to punish you. She's trying to subtly, covertly put you down to show you as if she's better than you, or as if her son is her property. She's the one who had her first. So dare not come into the picture. Step out, stay out. I am not going to let you become a part of our family. If you bring up any of this to your narcissistic partner, he may brush it off and manipulate you by saying something along the lines of, she is like that, but she is a very soft-hearted, empathetic person. She wants what is good for us. She is there because she doesn't have a partner or she loves me a lot. I know sometimes she can be a little too much, but what can I do? She's my mother. Look, we have to compromise. If we want to make this work, we just have to accept her as she is. And that will make you feel guilty. And that will make it seem like you just don't have any other option but to just go with the flow. When deciding to go with the flow, you may feel like you're sacrificing a little part of yourself. You feel like you're signing up for something really horrible, a nightmare, a disaster. And that is when you have to become really, really aware of what is going on. That is when you have to take things very seriously and understand that you're making a big, big sacrifice. And you have to ask yourself, why do I need to compromise? I'm not getting married to her. She should not be the one ruling our relationship because the interference is crazy. She's always there, just deciding everything for you. And the son almost has zero identity. The problem is he never takes a stand. He is nothing but a minion, an enabler who just lets everything happen. He has to buy a gift for you. She tells him what to buy, what kind of watch to buy, what kind of dress to give you, what color. And believe me or not, in those gifts lies a demeaning message, a message that only you can read. And if you point that out to him, he'll just make it seem like you are crazy. You are villainizing his mom. You are jealous of his mom, of their relationship, and so on. And that is the biggest red flag. If this is the kind of relationship this narcissistic man, this partner, potential partner of yours has with his mother, run to the hills right now. Break it off. Call it quits. Do not jump in. If not the mother, there may be a very dominating, controlling sister who shames her brother, but at the same time decides what he does with his life, what kind of relationship he gets into. And it seems like when you meet her for the first time, instead of getting to know each other, you feel like you're being scrutinized. You feel like you're being scanned for flaws. You feel like you're being assessed. You feel like you're being judged. You feel like you are being subtly criticized and put down. That demeaning look on her face says it all, gives it all. And if you find that, if you notice that, run. The relationship is too enmeshed. Sometimes there is emotional incest. Other times, and in rare cases, there is physical incest as well. You have to look for the signs of overt and covert, subtle, visible signs of jealousy, animosity, a very arrogant nature, an inclination to put you down, to isolate you, to make it seem like you are never going to become a part of her family. You are a stranger. If that is the vibe that you're getting from his family, run. That runs in their veins. You do not know the kind of torture you are signing up for. There lies a hell, a burning, living, breathing hell ahead of you that will turn you into ashes. It's not worth it. If it is a female narcissist, the dynamics are quite similar, but instead of a mother, you might see a prominent male figure. Her father, who may be really abusive, arrogant, grandiose monster of a narcissist, or covert, vulnerable victim type of a narcissist who controls or idealizes the daughter. The possibilities are many, but the theme is one, and that is enmeshment. She goes to the family for supply, yet at the same time hates her family. There is a visible pushback from them. They control her life in a similar way. They tell her what to do. She listens to them. Somehow she is in a martyr state all the time, trying to make them rescue her by creating situations deliberately on purpose where she needs to be rescued. You become the sacrificial lamb in all of this, because this is not a fire lit by you, but you are burned in it. If you feel like her mother, if she is the primary narcissist, is trying to create a very separate relationship with you, as if she's trying to steal you away from her narcissistic daughter, it should be a wake-up call for you, because no mother is jealous of her daughter's partner unless she is a narcissist. She is extremely insecure and she is in a constant competition with the daughter. The daughter in all the cases is not a narcissist. You may be a daughter of a narcissistic mother, and the narcissistic mother might have done the same to you in different ways and at different occasions. The theme is same, I keep repeating myself. She does this, and if you feel like there's a sibling rivalry, one sister hates the other, there's, you know, nobody is in touch with each other, nobody is trying to look out for each other, nobody wants to know what's going on each other's life, and if you feel like the family is divided, the narcissistic man or woman might try to explain it, but see it for what it is. It is a really big sign of dysfunction and narcissism that runs in the family. But what is the difference? Because you can be a child of such parents and you may have gone no contact with the entire family or with some members, and that might look quite similar to what a narcissist may describe their family as. The main difference is how the family is being described and the kind of vibe you get from the person sitting across you. Do you feel authenticity? Because authenticity can be felt. Is there consistency? Is there reliability? Is there predictability? Who are they at their core? What is your felt sense? Focus on that and depend on that for proper and real feedback. Another sign of someone being a narcissist is how they describe their relationship with their parents. Some of them might just completely devalue their parents, which may not be a big sign, but if added to other things, this can give you an idea of what the family dynamics are. Others might devalue one parent and idealize the other one, and that too a lot. Now the question arises, how do I know the parent that is being idealized was not truly a narcissist and maybe was the sane one and the other parent was a narcissist, and the person that I'm sitting across is not a narcissist and was nurtured by that parent? You have to notice the way they praise them. If it is crazy enabling and idealization, if the person points out no fault of their parent, it's a narcissist. What is the kind of parenting that was employed by the parent this person is idealizing? If they describe this parent as the best dad or mom, why? Because he or she used to give me whatever I needed, whenever I wanted, however I needed it, without any boundaries, limitations, if there was no discipline, understand that it was true enabling. This child, this person that you are trying to get into a relationship with is probably a golden child and idealizes the narcissist for obvious reasons. Just if you don't consider that a red flag, still be cautious, take a step back and become more objective, dispassionately curious to connect other dots for you to get an accurate picture of what might be going on. What other signs should a person look out for according to you in this context, in the context of a narcissist relationship with their family, with their primary parent? Drop your answers in the comments below and help other survivors save themselves from the hell that is waiting for them. In conclusion, it's extremely difficult to recognize a narcissist just by looking at their traits, just by trying to recognize if they have narcissistic traits or not. Why? Because they are master manipulators, very sophisticated, and their personality is fluid, which means they can change into anyone and anything at a given time if it helps them to manipulate you, to fool you into thinking they are someone they are not in reality. So one has to employ an indirect method of assessment, and that is observing their relationship with their family, their parents, the mother or the father. And that will give you a lot of feedback, a deep understanding of what may be going on behind the scenes. That was it for today's episode. I hope you found it insightful. If you did, let me know in the comments and I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.